trunk. The vine started small, nothing to bother about, no big deal. But over the years, the vine had gotten taller and taller. Over time, the vine and its creepers had covered the lower half of the tree. The mass of tiny feelers were so thick that the tree looked as though it had innumerable birds' nests in the tree. It was almost unrecognizable. But now, because of all that, the tree is in danger. This huge, solid oak was quite literally being taken over. The life was being squeezed from it. Its nourishment was being stolen. But the gardeners of the park had seen the danger. And so they went out and taken a saw and severed the trunk of the vine. One neat, simple cut across the middle of the trunk of the vine. The tangled mass of vine's branches still clung to the oak, but the vine was now dead. That would gradually become plain as the weeks passed and the creepers began to die and fall away from the tree. How easy is it for sin in our lives, which begins so small and seemingly insignificant, and they begin to grow until it has a strangling grip on our lives. James 1 says that each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. Then when lust is conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death. But just as that tree and that vine was cut, Christ's death upon the cross has that same power over sin. His death cut the power of death and the power of sin. Yeah, the creepers of sin still cling upon our lives and still have their effects many times. But sin's power has been severed by Christ, and gradually sin's grip dries up and falls away. John wrote this in 1 John 2. My little children, I'm writing these things so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. Father, we come today bringing, as the song says, sins that we cannot bear. And we come to remember Christ, the one who has removed sin's grip from us, who has cut the power of sin in our lives. Father, we know that it still has an effect upon us. We know that it still, in many ways, controls us. But Father, because of what Jesus has done for us, we have hope. We have purpose. And Father, we know that we can be victorious over sin, but only through Jesus Christ. And so, Father, as we remember him today, as we remember his body, as we partake of the bread, a body that was abused and beaten and scourged and hung upon a tree. Father, we remember that should have been ours to take, but he took it in our stead. Father, as we partake of the cup, we remember his blood, which, as we see, seemed to come from every point of his body. his back, his head, his shoulders, and Father, his legs and his hand. And Father, as we partake of that cup, may we remember that blood which was given, Father, as a payment for those sins of ours. So, Father, we want to remember him. We want to honor him. Father, help us draw closer to you so that we can be more like him. We thank you so much for Jesus. For it's in his name that we pray.